Hello.
This is a question on Rebbe, who said that we are allowed to help and I'm aretz on Tumas Dechulim because that doesn't bother us. The only thing that bothers us is Tumas Truma. So by a kohen that's chashed on a truma, we said that you can't give him because he might touch it. Frank the Gemara Reminu. It said you can't guard for him because you're helping him with Tuma Deraisa, but you can give to him. And the question is, Reminu Mafkidim Trumeti Yisrael Amaretz, but it's a kohen Amaretz. It says you're not allowed to give it to a kohen Amaretz, and they should leave a gaspa because he's a certain haughtiness. He feels like he's a kite and he can touch whatever he wants. It's a klicharis that he's not going to open it up if it's closed well. And therefore, you don't have to be afraid that the kite will touch it. But his wife might be a nida and she might touch it because they're not careful to matara. As I explained later in the week, yes, last week we mentioned it, but the Rishonim speak it out here as well. See, Tumas Amaretz is a Drabonon. But Drabonon were not, I hate to use the word consistent, they said an Amaretz is like a Zav. But he's not Matama B'masa. Meaning they didn't make the Tuma as severe as a Zav. They said he might be Tameh, he might not be careful in Tuma. So we're going to say anything he touches becomes tamei like a zav touched it. But if he carries it, Mashenkin, his wife, might be a nida. And that's a tumah deraisa. And therefore, there she moves it, it becomes tamei. So we're not afraid he'll move it because the thing is covered in a tumah puzzle. He's not touching it, so it's not tamei. Even though we made an amaris like a zav, we made exceptions to that. Whereas his wife, the question is she a nida or not? And she's not careful in Tumah Tara, and that's a Tumah Deraisa. And therefore, that, if she moves the keli, makes a Tumah.
Why don't we worry about those worn-out flasks by the wife, the putting wife carrying them?
By what?
The one out was...
They're not Makabal Tumah. Oh, why are we afraid that she's going to carry the Truma? Why aren't we afraid of his wife moving it? I think... The Rishonim asked this kasha. I just have to remember what they say. I think they asked the kasha. If I remember correctly, and I'm not sure, is that since he's trying to do a batara, he'll make sure that it doesn't get moved by his wife. But I it's a good question. I don't have a good answer. I have to look it up. Elam Rabbi Yirmiyahu kasha kama perish okshuru kama perish lo okshuru. It wasn't susceptible for tumma. You can give it to a kayan. And ain't no chinam, if it's acceptable for a tumma, you don't give it to a kohen. Frank the Gemara Reminu. Why am I looking to the Teichin Kusi or the Teichin Amaretz? If you give wheat to a guy or an Amaretz to grind, Harelu b'cheskasim l'maishu l'shuyas, you can assume that it's the same grain you're getting back. He didn't exchange it. Avaloi l'tumma. So, again, the kasha is, you see that we're afraid he touches it. Don't the Gemara right in the room. You'll have a kim limit perish l'yokshuru. Didn't we say that the bride says that you can give it to him as by parents that have not been produce that has never become susceptible to tumma? Frank the Gemara de Carlo, my Carlo. We know that answer already. So what was the kasha? That the Gemara mentioned the Kabbalah Lemem Yachriti Allah because we wanted to ask another one. It says Harei Lebeches Kasim Lemaisu Lishrius Ulechalufa Lechashina. We're not afraid. The Dam Oris exchanges it. Reminu Hanaisu Lechamaisai, a chaver who gives the grain to his mother-in-law, who is not a chaver, who is an Eishes Hamaretz. And therefore, she's not careful in Tuma and in Meiser. Maaser Ashur Naisen Lo has to take Meiser before he gives it to her because he can't be machshel her in eating tevil. That she'll not tell Menu because she might be giving him new stuff. She exchanges it because it gets ruined. So we see clearly that they're chashed to exchange. That the Gemara has a tiny time there. It explains itself. Amar Yehuda writes him at Takonas Bita by Shemachasna. She wants her daughter to have good stuff, and she's embarrassed from her son-in-law who has to eat old stuff. So she'll exchange it. She does it as a favor. But a regular will not exchange it. Frank the Gemara Lama the Chashina, regulars don't exchange. We learn not that way. A nice little pundikus, if somebody gives it to an inn, to a lady in charge of where he's staying, she does exchange it, and this is not his mother-in-law. So the Gemara has the Mari for Amra, she's Mari Heter. She says, Barbe Rav Lechol Kamim, but I know Lechol Kamim, I'll eat the bad stuff. She means well. That's how Rashi learns. She means well, and therefore she'll exchange it. Again, she's Mari Heter. In fact, the Gemara Bakati Lama Lechashina, the time we learned, Eishel Schaber Techenes and Meishel Samaras is Manshi Tmeya. An Eishel Schaber can grind with an Eishel Samaras with an Eishel Schaber's tummy, because she's careful not to eat. She doesn't touch the food. She makes sure she grinds it without touching it. Avalov is manshi tayra, because we're afraid that she might come and put something in her mouth. Shemen alazarayim av is manshi tmei loy titchen, neshechavet and nice and slav echelas, because the Eishes Hamaris will give her and she'll eat. Hashta mignav gan of chalufa le mechlufa, she steals, she won't exchange. That's the Gemara again, I'm Rav Yaisel, asam nami morav, amre dura midush nishe ka'ochu, she's Myra Hector and she says, I'm eating from what I'm threshing, I'm working here. She views it as a permissible act. And the truth is, it's somewhat permissible. You are allowed to eat yourself while you're doing it. A little bit. The Raya is, when they just have her Tahira, we're afraid she'll put to her mouth. She doesn't steal. That's allowed, but not to give to somebody else. So to come out by Tehid, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shulam, Rabbi Yechon, and Achav. Sha'amar, Mishum, Rabbi Lozab, and Chasma. Ein oisin chalos amaretz betara. If a amaretz comes to you and hands you his dough, and he asks you to separate the chala and give a hechsher that's tara, you can't. Because by the time the dough came to you, it's already tameh. Av oisin isas chulun betara. But you can prepare the chulun betara. He gives you the grain before it's mixed with water. And therefore, now you can deal with it and make it before it ever got tameh. You put it in a leather. Taisa says it's a wood. But Rashi learned it's a leather that's not Mekabel Tumah. And the Gemara will explain the reason for this was because we wanted the person who makes dough to make a living. But at the same time, we also rely on the fact that you put it, you made a hecker, and you warn him, you touch it, it's ruined, it becomes tevo, he'll stay away from it.
Both of them, both in the dough and the
challah,
and he returns both of them.
Separately. Meaning you don't have to give the challah to the kain, you can give it back to the amaretz to give it to the kain of his
why
choice.
Why didn't he separate the dough?
He made the dough. He separated the challah, and he goes to the amaretz and says, I did your job, here is your dough back, and here is your challah back.
The dough doesn't get put in.
No, all the dough is going to become tamei. The challah will be kept betara. Now this is a chiddush because you're relying on amaretz, and it's his dough.
But everything will, the whole dough will become.
That's what you warn him. Whether it's serious or not was the machlokes we talked about. Same thing is true. Einais and truma zeisa betara. We don't separate truma from his olives that are really soaked in oil, betara. I'm licensed zeil of chula betara, but if he gives you oil zeisa before they were soaked in oil, but now he's going to say truma menicha bekelov shochaver, and that's the hecker. So b'amar tzlutu nitzel shtei vein echashish. Frankly, Gemara, the time am I? Why are we allowing this? Why are we allowing this at all? Lemaisi is still relying on the amaretz. Because these people have to make a living. And we have to tell you both cases. The Ashmi, the Gabu, the Navish Agri, makes very few pennies. I have a brother, the Navish Agri, makes more money. Aim a wife. We shouldn't be making. The Ashmi, the brother, the Shikhle, it's a seasonal job. I have a Gabu, the Shikhle, it's a constant job. Aim a wife. That's why we're saying that we give a heter in both cases. I'm a Mar Naitle Menuk de Chalo. He puts it in that leather thing that's not Makabal Tumah. If you touch it, it'll go back to become Tevil. Maybe he won't care. He's coming to do it right, and you're warning him, he's going to care. Amamar. Same thing is true by the olives. By the case of the putting it in the leather flask, there's a reminder. It's put in certain kalim that usually aren't made to hold dough. Because you're putting it in regular kalim. And I guess the fact that it's your kalim doesn't really make a hecker. It's the same bowl. So the Gemara has to
say, it's the meters.
Doesn't make a difference. It's still the same thing. It's not it's not something that reminds him.
Which one? I'm an artist. It's not his.
So therefore?
It's someone else's thing.
But he can touch the dough. He can touch the olives. There's no reminder. Being someone else's thing is not a reminder. Zakti Gemara, the manach lebekli klolim bekli avonim bekli adama. He puts it in kalim that are not makabel tuma, and that's the reminder. So then why do you have to have your kalim? Give it to his kalim. Those kalim aren't makabel tuma. You're right. You can put it in his kalim that aren't makabel tuma.
Dough eating business, were there most commonly chaverim?
No, not necessarily.
So, the question he said, he's coming to him socking it. He's coming to get his.
No. He picked the chaver because he wants it done betara. He said that.
Okay.
He went into the chaver. Listen, this guy relies on a hechsher that the charedim won't rely on. And now he's making a bar mitzvah. And he wants the Haredim to be able to eat. He wants his brother and his cousin to be able to eat. And they're Haredi fanatics, and he's a regular, normal guy. He relies on a Heksher that they don't rely on. So he goes to the Heksher, and he says, listen, fellas, do me a favor, make me my bar mitzvah. I want the sign there. I want to make sure that my brother eats.
Only the challah is the kosher, the kosher part.
Again, he wants to be able to give it to the kayah. Rabbi Cohn is here. He wants Rabbi Cohn to eat his challah. It'll mean so much to him that Rabbi Cohn.
Okay.
I don't mean to insult Menashe when I say Rabbi Cohn. I just. He obviously wants to give it to a certain kohen, and unless he has the hechsher, the kohen's not going to take it from him.
Once he has the hechsher, he doesn't care anymore.
That's the thing. That's the.
Once he has the hechsher, go home and I touch it. I have the hechsher.
So the answer is they warn him, and he'll turn back into tevel. You're right. That's exactly what's bothering the Gemara. You have the hechsher. What happens now? You go buy stuff with the best texture and take it home and prepare it in your kalim. Nobody's going to eat it. You ruined it.
The question on Sumatara, but not on Tevel. He's not going to eat. He's scared of
Tevel. Depends if this time Arts is careful or mice or not. Yeah, that cow's a cow. They're careful, right? Right. So think about my turn. I want to look up your kasha because I remember it. I want to look it up. I have time. I don't think Dalit is here. I'm going to try to start a car, so I just have to find it. Shitas HaKadmai Nekasim She'ein Locha She'tasita Ishtadida, because since he's being magzit to do a betara, he'll make sure that she doesn't move. When you have a chance at the end, you'll come back. Okay, thank you. Now, the Gemara understands magzikin means you can work with them. In fact, the Gemara magzikin, Rabbi Rav Yedimi, Bar Shishna, Mishmeh, Rav, ain't oidim magzikin b'shvias, ain't kaif from shalom, b'ayv, g'chav. Cannot help a guy work in Shemitah, and you don't say shalom twice to a guy. That the Gemara, let's read the member of the Achzuku Ba'alma, just encourage them. Kiyad Rav Yudam Ralu Achzuku, strengthen yourself, you know, Gbaldik, and Rav Shesh Yisam Ralu Ashrasa, again, the same kind of a lesson. Then Christ from Shalom by Rav Chizda Magdim Yovlu Shlomo. You used to greet them because the one you greet, you should say Shalom once. You respond by saying Shalom, Shalom. Rav Kahana Amar Shlomo Lamar. Amar Shlomo Lamar. He used to say Shalom to the master. He meant his their Rabbeinu Shlomo, and they thought he meant them. Ah, it's Gnevus Das. Taisa says it's Gnevus Das. So they answer it's not Gnevus Das. When you're trying to, you know, do it, you shouldn't say Hashem's name in vain. Shalom b'shleimim, hashtag zuke machzikin, shalom b'shleimim b'boilu. What's the chiddush? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, nitzchul yom chagam. Even on their holiday, you're allowed to say hello to them. I mean, not hello, shalom. You shouldn't go to them and give them shalom, because he might run to thank his Avodah Zarah that the Jew greeted him. Matzah b'shuk, you can't ignore him. Nice and labor suffer rather a kaivet rush. It's like Tisha B'Av says you shouldn't greet your friend, but if he greets you, you're allowed to respond suffer rather a kaivet rush. If one of Rav Chizda beyasid of a city cholav oslu genivav, geniva came by. Amar lechad lechaver nekim mikamel let's get up. The bar uryan who is the tamachochem amalam and mikamel pagon nekim. He's a bar machloikas. We should get it for him. Adalki Asil the Gabai, he came to them. Amlu Shlom Aleichu Malka, Shlom Aleichu Malka. Peace to you, kings. Peace to you, kings. Amr Levin Allah's Rabbanan Ekim Malachim. How do you know they're called kings? Amr Levin Malachim Yimlechu. Through the Torah, kings become kings. Amr Levin Allah, the complete Shlom Aleichu Malka. How do you know you say it twice? That's how they were medayik in his words. You have to understand. If he says it twice, that means you have to say it twice. If not, he wouldn't have said it twice.
Maybe the question is doing the wrong thing. They don't think it should become
a chachamim. He was a huge tamachachem. He happened to be a bal machlokes. But he's still a tamachachem. When he does something, he's doing a halacha. Armelud, armelud, merabin. I should kaiflin shalom lemelach. Shneim of ruach lavshes hamasya reis hashalishim. Pasuk says lecha David imcha ben Yishai shalom shalom lecha. Armelud to marmidi. Eat something. And therefore, I don't want to eat because I have animals that I have to feed. If a person appoints a shliach and he says, take this get for my wife, or take this get to my wife, Skabu get zele ishti means, he's saying, accept it for my wife, or take it to my wife. Now, he can't make the divorce happen now, because the agent is not an agent of the wife, it's an agent of the husband. So he can still change his mind. As we spoke out, by matana, there's a concept called zachin la'adam shloi b'fanav. If I ask a person, please take this present to somebody, the minute he picks it up, he's kindness. Zachin la'adam shloi b'fanav. The Shaila, I was very careful. I said the word take it. If I say acquired for him, for sure he acquires it for him. Take it is a machlokes. But by get, there's no such thing because it's not a schus. The Yishalmi asks, one of the women screams, I want to get divorced. So the Yishalmi says, Shem achaz rabba. So there's a big machlokes how to learn it. Most people learn it means you can never know that she wants a divorce. She might scream it today and by tomorrow she changed her mind. So the husband can't know we don't know for sure that the woman wants to get divorced, and therefore it's not a shliach. Others want to learn that the institution of get is that a woman never wants to get divorced, no matter what she yells. It's a big shy lie to learn it. We'll be dealing with it more this week as we go along. Everybody should have a wonderful day.